guys, Tim Henson here, introducing a best of show. I realize it's Friday. Normally, you'd be listening to a new episode of DB. We're going to do that this weekend. It will be a show for everyone, so fear not. Right now, though, enjoy this classic episode of DB. Classic in the sense that it's old. I really don't want to make any guarantees about the quality of what I'm about to play. No, it's a great episode from just a few years ago. Check it out, enjoy the program, and I'll see you back this weekend with new Distorted View Daily. It's time for another Distorted View Test of Patience.
Было все на белом свете, люди издавна повторяются, было, есть и снова будет так. Но для всех влюбленных песня заново начинается, было, есть и снова будет так. Будет так, будет так, будет так. Будет так.
Было, есть и снова будет так. У любви свои законы, сердце разума не послушает.
Было, есть и снова будет так.
Даже в худшие минуты людям верится только в лучшее. Было, есть и снова будет так.
Будет так, будет так, будет так, будет так. Было, есть и снова будет так.
Будет так.
Будет так.
Будет так.
Будет так.
Было, есть и снова будет так.
Навеки нас венчают стрелы острые, бестрепетно. Было, есть и снова будет так.
Сколько лет любовь, как солнце, верно греет нас и светит нам. Было, есть и снова будет так.
Будет так, будет так. Будет так,
будет так, будет так, да будет так.
Было, есть и снова будет так.
It's Monday, April 20th, 2015, coming up on the program today. Hey, old ladies, cream your vagina up with lard, plus blowing up when the condom breaks. Which presidential candidate admitted to domestic violence? And the father of the cult children finally speaks. All this was your voicemails today on DB.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
That's pretty fucked up right there.
Hey guys, Tim Henson with you, back to start a new week of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Before we get into anything else, I thought we'd check in with my favorite YouTube channel, Use It in a Sentence. We talked about this a couple weeks ago here on the program. It teaches you a new word and then also how to use that word in a sentence by giving an example.
Levis.
Well, that's not how you say Levi's. It's actually... This is a worthless service.
Levis.
Levis is today's word, but they mean Levi's, the jeans.
When I finally learned to roll the cuffs of my Levis jeans just right, I started to get so much pussy that I have to beat the bitches off with my sword cane when I am up in the club.
That's the correct usage of Levis.
Levis.
We've been saying it wrong all this time. Thank you. Use it in a sentence. Let's never
check in with that again, please?
Bunk him.
Oh, okay, one more time. Bunk him.
I did not want to listen to the lady's endless bunkum about the new school initiatives. I jammed my dick in her mouth to silence the nonsense.
And that's how you pronounce?
Bunkum.
Bunkum. Hey, this past weekend I went to visit my mom and help her with her computer. I was talking to you guys about how my mom loves to watch Turner Movie Classics, which is a cable network. They just play old movies. Well, no longer. This whole weekend she didn't turn it on once. That television was locked on LMN. That's her new favorite network. She doesn't know what it stands for. As a matter of fact, she asked me, Tim, what's LMN? It's the Lifetime Movie Network. Lifetime, for those of you who don't live here in the United States, is a network for women. They run a lot of reruns of Golden Girls, Cagney and Lacey. They have Dance Moms, some shows featuring midgets, women midgets, Little Women New York, I think is the name of the show. They also produce a lot of bad TV movies. Sexy affairs and women getting revenge and shit like that. So there's a whole separate network called LMN, the Lifetime Movie Network, where they dump all of those old Lifetime movies and re-air them. And my mom was fucking glued to the TV. She was watching this one called Her Infidelity, which starred Rachel Hunter as a mother, right? And her husband is away on business a lot, and Rachel Hunter is convinced that her husband's cheating on her with his, like, secretary. And so he's away on business. And then she starts banging her kid's teacher, who turns out to be fucking crazy. She's like, he likes to wear masks when we fuck. And come to find out, spoiler alert, Rachel Hunter's name in the movie is Lily, right? Well, this teacher previously had a lover named Rose. Is he another flower? And Rose died tragically somehow, and now he's gone fucking psycho and is thinking that Lily is really Rose, and he's all confused in the head, and he fucking stalks her. She tries to cut off the relationship when she finds out that her husband hasn't really been banging the secretary. You know, so Rachel Hunter feels like shit. She tries to break off the relationship, and then weird things start happening. Like, children start getting injured. In the school, the creepy teacher guy tries to deliver flowers to her, and so she has them sitting in a vase or whatever, and when she realizes that he's nuts, she throws them away. But then, every once in a while, she'll look at the kitchen, the empty vase, the flowers will be back there, back in the vase, and she's like, you know, did you put the flowers back in the vase, Tommy? Little son Tommy. And Tommy's like, no, Mom! And then she's like, oh my God, this fucking psycho's been in my house! Keeps bringing the flowers back. The reason why I bring this up is because LMN will play these movies, but there are also commercials, right? They'll do commercial breaks and stuff. It's not like HBO. And one of the commercials I saw, geared towards women, obviously, was for a medication I had never heard of called Eshfeni or something. Eshfeni? I could be getting that wrong. I'm pretty sure the Eshfeni are the aliens from TNT's hit series Falling Skies. It's also a pussy cream. You know, pussies kind of look like aliens.
If sex is very painful due to menopause, why not do something about it? Ask about Osfina.
Oh, Osfina. That was close. Ashveni. All right, so yes, if sex is painful, and no one has ever complained about that with me, physically painful, it's never been a problem. I've mentally scarred some people.
If sex is very painful due to menopause, why not do something about it?
How about you stop having sex? Like, your pussy has shut down. It just doesn't work on its own anymore. That's nature's way of saying close up shop.
Ask about Osfina.
For significant relief of painful intercourse due to menopause, Osfina is the only non-estrogen oral pill that treats certain physical changes of the vagina.
My pussy is growing a thick, tree-like outer bark. Is that something Osfina can help me with? No? What the hell am I supposed to do? My husband has nicknamed my vagina Groot. I still don't quite understand what Osfina is for. I think it just has to do with pussy lubrication.
Non-estrogen oral pill that treats certain physical changes of the vagina, actually improving tissue, which can relieve painful intercourse.
Lubricants can't do that.
Like, you can tell this broad is going through menopause. Her voice is like in Kathleen Turner territory. That voice is lower than mine. Like, is she trying to be sexy here? You're talking about pussy creams.
Which can relieve painful intercourse. Listen. Lubricants can't do that.
Why is my pussy so dry?
Sex after menopause?
It shouldn't have to hurt.
Osfina is not for everyone and may increase your risk.
If it doesn't hurt, you're not doing it right, Kathleen Turner.
For uterine cancer, strokes, or blood clots.
Wait, wait a second. Are these the side effects now? Stroke, blood clots.
For everyone and may increase your risk for uterine cancer, strokes, or blood clots.
Uterine cancer! Small price to pay. For a wet, moist cunt.
Should not be used in women with these conditions or any of the following: unusual vaginal bleeding, heart attacks, severe liver problems, pregnancy, or breast cancer, as it wasn't studied. So
Jesus Christ, vaginal bleeding? This drug can cause vaginal bleeding?
Talk to your doctor regularly about continuing Osfina. Call your doctor right away if you have unusual vaginal bleeding, changes in vision or speech, sudden severe headache.
Hi, Dr. Moore, this is Stephanie. Yeah, the Osfina is working great. It's making my juices flow. One small problem. Some of those juices, I've noticed, are a dark red. I can't stop bleeding from my pussy. Is it okay to keep using this?
Leg or chest pain or shortness of breath. Side effects may...
Chest pains, shortness... So you're describing a heart attack here. So you've got the potential risk of cancer and also a heart attack. Now, a self-lubricating pussy is nice... But not if your labia is going to start sprouting tumors.
Call your doctor right away if you have unusual vaginal bleeding, changes in vision or speech, sudden severe headache, leg or chest pain, or shortness of breath. Side effects may include hot flashes, increased sweating, muscle spasms, and vaginal discharge. See your doctor about the non-estrogen oral option. Osfina.
On top of all that, vaginal discharge. You know, after I found this commercial on YouTube, I was looking at the related videos, and one of them is from a daytime television show called Daytime, and they had a guest, a doctor, Dr. Jill, and she came on the program specifically to talk about vaginal dryness, and she brought a few tips and tricks. Why spend money on expensive cream-based lubricants when you can just... open your kitchen cupboard.
Okay, and any clinical pearls that you would like to share with us right now?
I actually do. You know, a couple of things real quick. Always use water-based lubricants like the KY, Astroglide, that type of thing. Never use the petroleum-based like Vaseline. They can harbor infection and problems. Ah. And my clinical pearl is actually something we could walk over to the kitchen and find right now, which would be Crisco. Not the oil. The actual lard, and that face was...
All right, so you're scooping lard into your pussy hole.
Exactly what every single one of my patients says, looks at me that. It absolutely works. It does not cause infection. It's cheap. It's not greasy, and it really feels nice and can really help with the problem.
Huh.
Two dollops a day, one in the morning, one at night.
$2 of Crisco in your cunt.
So use it before you need it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, use it if you need it, and then... That's for women who have chronic dryness.
Right.
But let's say you need it a little bit extra during intercourse.
Right
before, that's a great way to...
Just keep a tub of Crisco next to the bed, ladies.
It works.
You heard it from Dr. Jill, and
absolutely
she is the expert.
Works.
What sort of fucking crackpot doctor is this? Dr. Jill, I want to see your credentials. It says here you graduated from Kendall Culinary College. You got your master's in pastry. You should not be dispensing medical advice. I think the Crisco people greased up her pockets, if you know what I mean. All right, let's check in with presidential candidate Ted Cruz.
No, I have not stopped beating my wife.
Okay.
That was your next president of the United States, Ted Cruz, everybody. I'm sure that was just a joke. John McCain is here. He's going to smooth things over for his party. John McCain, take it away.
I think you may have noticed that Senator Obama's supporters have been saying some pretty nasty things about Western Pennsylvania lately. And you know, I couldn't agree with them more.
All right, a couple more short clips, then we'll get into the news. Our good friend T. Chase is back with a new video. For those of you who don't know, T. Chase is a very special man. He can move things with his mind. He primarily works with clouds. He stares at clouds, and he'll make them change shapes. He's fucking insane. Take a listen.
Hey, this is T. Chase recording this video. in April 2015.
Actually, he just posted this yesterday.
I'm making another cloud disappear video where I control clouds with my second.
Like, he can say the word cloud correctly, but watch. When he starts trying to manipulate the cloud and getting the cloud to change shape, he can't say it right. It comes out glued.
Powers.
Apparently that's the secret of shape-shifting clouds. You gotta say it right, glued.
Now see this several small clouds here. What I wanted, two clouds, kind of a dumbbell shape.
Yeah.
What I want to do is make just the left cloud disappear. See these two clouds next to each other? Kind of a dumbbell shape. I want to make the cloud on the left disappear, and only that cloud. So using my psychic powers, I'll attempt to make the cloud on the left only disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear.
Never gets old. I can watch this all day.
Disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear.
Chanting involved.
Cleed disappear. 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 Cleed.
Now, the right cloud seems to be dissipating, not the left. And he even makes a little note in his video. He says, the cloud on the right is gone. My aim is a bit off. His psychic aim. They're very close to one another.
Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear.
It's like 5 minutes of that, basically.
Disappear. Cleed disappear.
I've just fast forwarded 4 minutes.
Cleed disappear. Cleed vanish. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear.
I'm gonna go outside and try that sometime to see how my neighbors react. Cleed disappear. Cleed disappear. Cleed vanish.
Appear. See, it's fading out.
Yeah.
The other one on the right vanished first, and now this.
All right. Thank you very much, T. Chase, checking in. We don't hear from T. Chase very often. A couple times a year now. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a porn clip for you. I'm not sure if this is a professional video. I think this is more amateur in nature, but he's fucking her with a condom on at first. Then the condom sort of slips off or breaks. And as we've learned, there's this whole community of people who actually cut the condom before putting it on so it breaks and the pussy or ass will be flooded with the cum. Why do they do it? Because they're fucking assholes. Well, they want to give you HIV if they have that. Big in the gay community. Here we go. So he's, fucking her. She seems to be enjoying it. Oh, God, that voice. How quickly her mood is going to change here in a second. She's going to get a little angry here. I think it all turns when he comes, because then she can feel it.
Oh, hey,
I did not feel that in my pussy.
Oh,
yeah, I can come around.
That feels weird. Feels ooey and gooey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Pulling out now.
Oh. Bit.
Yeah.
That's the moment right there. Like, bit. Bit. That felt like skin. Did it feel like rubber?
What the fuck?
Yeah?
What is it?
She's found the condom, by the way.
What the fuck?
Yeah?
Where's the condom?
What?
Where's the condom?
Oh, right here.
What the fuck, yo? You just came all inside my fucking pussy. Like, are you serious? You didn't see the fucking condom broken?
No, it's
broken. What do you mean?
It's broken.
What if I get pregnant or something?
You're on birth control?
No, what the fuck does it matter even if I was? What the fuck you doing fucking breaking condoms and shit?
It must have just broke.
What do you mean it must have just broke? You tell me you didn't feel it. It wasn't even on your dick. It's broken and everything.
I mean,
it
felt...
Yeah, it wasn't on his dick. I did notice that. And really, only the tip of it is broken.
Good, but I thought maybe...
What do you mean it felt good?
I don't know how it fell off of him like that.
But you thought maybe.
I thought maybe... It was...
Do you see this shit? It's broken. Are you dumb or something?
Yeah.
No, I ain't dumb. It just... I must have just broke.
Oh, this guy's just trying to relax now. He came, the last thing he wants to do is start arguing. He wants to go to sleep.
What do you mean it must have just broke?
I don't know. Is there cum in your pussy?
Yeah.
He's obviously playing dumb here. Like, what? How did this happen? Where did the cum go? Well, genius, if the condom wasn't on your dick, it had to go somewhere. Your dick was buried inside of a cunt.
I'll give
you three guesses where the cum is at.
Mine?
Huh. It didn't get in the condom?
No, because the condom wasn't on, you fucking retard.
Yeah.
Didn't get in the condom. How could it get in a condom that was broken? Do you see it's broken? Do you see the hole, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now you realize. Yeah, look. I don't think cum can fill this up.
Oh, I guess you're right.
He's just patronizing her now.
Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck were you thinking?
I was thinking of sex. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't paying attention.
You were thinking of sex?
You know what this girl should do? Have the baby. Payback's a real bitch. Hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. Child support. The ultimate one-up. Okay, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news. Right now. All right, your taxes are done. Refunds coming back. It's time to splurge. Pamper yourself with a Sideshow membership. SuperFreakSideshow.com. For a yearly membership, it's only going to cost you $66.99. If you break that up over 12 months, it's like five something. It's very inexpensive, less than a value meal, and you get so much exclusive content. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Sign up right now. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 2,000 shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. Best of all, you help to ensure that this show right here, this idiotic program, continues on for a long, long time. I rely on you freaks, and surprisingly, you have yet to let me down. Become a true and honorable freak and help ensure that this show continues on for a long time. Go to SuperFreakSideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a Distorted View update. One of my favorite stories from the past year was about these children who believed they were in a satanic cult.
Baby skulls. The skulls of the baby.
You dance with the baby skulls?
Yes.
And who kills the baby?
Papa, me, and Lisa. And so...
Who kills the babies?
Papa.
And what, he gets you to help him?
Yes.
All right, as we've previously reported here on Distorted View, these children were actually not a part of a cult. They were brainwashed by their crazy-ass mother and her mother's crazy-ass boyfriend. And what they were trying to do is get full custody of these kids from the father and make his life miserable. That part is kind of happened, because once you're branded a satanic cult leader, it's hard to shake that one off. A father falsely accused of heading a murderous satanic sex abuse cult has said he hopes to one day win custody of his children. What? Who has custody of the kids right now? The mother. You know, there's just a lot of paperwork to be filed before the mom has to turn the kids over. I can sort of understand that, because the kids have been brainwashed into thinking that the father is a pedophile and a sex cult leader. So it would be kind of bad for the kids to be thrown into a house with him, right? Kind of traumatizing. The two unnamed young children were bullied and beaten into concocting stories about their father's alleged abuse, which were shared online by their mother and viewed by millions.
Thanks to me.
The father, identified only as Ricky, told the BBC, "Ricky, I saw what you did, Ricky."
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing.
it felt good, didn't it?
You bet your sweet ass it felt good, Mom, because guys don't have to worry about painful masturbation like you ladies do. Mom, are you on Eshfeni? You got a dry, crackly cunt.
It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room.
Correction, old woman. I was doing it in the privacy of my own room before you barged in.
When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings.
Look, lady, if he's old enough to masturbate and come, he's old enough to have the talk. Okay, I'm sorry. How do we get on this topic of a masturbating retard? Oh, the father's name is Ricky. Ricky. Sometimes names trigger memories. All right, the father, identified only as Ricky, told the BBC that he is still receiving daily hate messages and death threats because idiots online haven't figured out that it was all a hoax. But, you know, he's fighting for his children to come live with him eventually. He said, "There's no reason why the children should not come and live with me, and they would have the most wonderful life." Well, that sounds like you're overselling it, and that concerns me. When he speaks, it kind of sounds like he's up to something weird, huh? "There's no reason why the children shouldn't come live with me. Oh, they would have the most wonderful of times." Mrs. Justice Pawfley said last month the children, aged 8 and 9, had suffered incalculable harm after their mother, Ella, the mother's name is Ella. I was getting ready to say Ella, end a word with and I got that mixed up with mother. Their mother, Ella Draper, and her partner, Abraham Christie, forced them to provide concocted accounts of horrific events. Their father said their children's minds have been messed up by the traumatic events. My two children, 8 and 9, they'd said that I'd sexually abused them and I was selling them to people in this satanic cult thing. They named 60, 70, 80 people. He added, "Having to go and watch these videos when your own children say things about you. Imagine what these children must have had to do in their own psyche, their own minds, to eventually give up to beatings and stuff to say this stuff." Very well put. It had been claimed that their father was the head of a cult which abused and sacrificed babies, slitting their throats and drinking their blood. More than 100 people, including a school head, a teacher, a priest, social workers, and police, were said to have been a part of the cult. Draper, a Russian-born yoga teacher, has since gone on the run. That's the mother. And is believed to have fled abroad. Both children have been taken into care. The couple were never married and separated in 2006. The allegations were made in a long-running dispute over the father's access to the children. Internet videos repeating the allegations are still being shared and viewed because British law is powerless to act overseas. "You can't touch me, you sons of bitches! Now toss off, you wanker!" and other British exclamations. I was trying to find some other British exclamations, and for some reason, Urban Dictionary came up with one called soggy anus, but that is not, it's not limited, it's not a British term. I don't know where this came from, but soggy anus is a term in the Urban Dictionary. An anus which has been butt-fucked to the limit, and cum is dripping out of it. So there you go. You learned something new today. Back to the story here, finishing up. The online campaign against this man continues. He still receives threats and abuse. He said, "I get death threats today, yesterday, still. Comments. I get called a pedophile. Whatever. I understand. I get it." He said he hoped Draper would now be brought to justice. "I'm very angry with her." Yeah, you should be. "I'm very upset with her. She needs to come back. She has to stand up in court and face what she's done. The long-term impact on the children who are currently in care is not yet known. With a lot of patience, a lot of love, I'm hoping if you can have a good understanding yourself and educate them about things and give them wisdom and knowledge in a caring environment, I truly think it's going to be okay." Sounds like he's a rambling idiot. "There will always be a shadow, but it's not going to overrule our lives." So there you go. Second story we have for you today. In Oklahoma City, man faces 3 charges, including indecent exposure, after a reported incident with a door-to-door magazine salesman. So a crack addict. A recovering crack addict. According to police officials, the salesman was invited into Colin Maher's apartment to discuss buying magazine subscriptions. The salesman was in the apartment for about 5 minutes, and Maher stripped naked. While he was leaving, according to a police report, Marr asked the salesman if he would do things to him, which shocked and frightened the salesman. I'd be like, depends on how many magazines you're going to buy. Look, I'm on commission. The salesman said once he left the apartment, Marr repeatedly called his cell phone and started to follow him around the apartment complex. The salesman called the police. After an officer placed Marr under investigation detention and into his squad car, Marr said that he is naked in the house all the time because it's his house and he's comfortable that way. And, quote, his religion requires him to be naked. Freedom of religion. You can't persecute someone for their beliefs. I guess you can't prosecute someone for their beliefs either. All right. So, yeah, he said, look, his religion requires him to be naked, according to the report. Marr's mother arrived at the scene and was asked to stand back while officers investigated. While in the squad car, Marr repeatedly kicked out the side passenger window. Jesus. Officers removed Marr from the car and restrained him on the ground, which reportedly caused his mother to charge at the officers. One of the officers held back Marr's mother, and she was told to leave or she would go to jail. She left the scene. Marr was arrested and booked at the Oklahoma County Jail. Along with the indecent exposure charge, Marr was also charged with offering to engage in an act of lewdness and destroying property. What religion requires you to be naked? That'd be the first question I'd ask old Colin Marr. Hey, what is your religion? It's the religion of colonology, baby. All right. It's all about smoking weed naked. All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, by the way, it's 420. Happy 420, everyone. In celebration, here is a stoner laughing. A ginger stoner. Sounds like a dog yelping.
Candy, you know what just popped in my head?
What?
Penis stones.
Oh, okay.
You need to-
Happy 420, everyone. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Iowa. An Iowa chiropractor is out of business. Oh, God. You know, he fucked his patients. Well, that's a lower back issue, lady, and I've got just the thing that'll fix it. My dick up your pussy. All right. An Iowa chiropractor is out of business after authorities busted him. Here it comes. For performing exorcisms. Oh, okay. Nice twist. And treating patients in exchange for sex. Charles Manuel surrendered his license, but could apply to get it back in 10 years as part of a settlement reached with the Iowa Board of Chiropractors reached in March. I don't see how, like, if it was just the exorcism thing, I don't think he should lose his license because it has nothing to do with a medical procedure. Actually, if I was going to have an exorcism done, I wouldn't mind a chiropractor being around because you've seen how these people who are possessed act. They contort their bodies. Linda Blair was twisting her head all around. That's got to be hell on your back, right? This guy could crack it back into place or something. All right, the board had accused the Southern Iowa-based chiropractor of unethical conduct, engaging in practice harmful or detrimental to the public, and practicing outside the scope of the profession. I guess that's the exorcism part. The case stunned residents in the town of Lamoni, population 2,300, where he kept his office. A woman who answered the phone... This news story is awful. I'm reading the last sentence, and it's like, where's all the talk about the sex stuff and the exorcism? A woman who answered the phone at the office where Manuel used to work said that he hadn't worked there in quite a while. Found a link to another related story. There's not much more information. According to the documents, Manuel bartered sex for services with some of the patients. I think there were three altogether. And performed exorcisms as part of his chiropractic treatment. Oh, that's your problem. Got a demon inside of you. It's fucking around with your back. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. We were having some problems with it. I'm looking today. We got a few voicemails in, and then this weekend we got several. So the problem might be fixed now. Who knows?
Hey, Tim, I just wanted to tell you a little story.
Okay.
So back in, like, 2008 or so, I'm a long-time sideshow freak, by the
good
way.
Boy.
I was with my then-girlfriend, and there was something, there was a bit that you did on the show that I thought that she would get a kick out of, right? Like, I thought she'd find this funny.
Is this the reason why she is your ex now?
And so I played it for her, and she liked it.
Oh.
And then you started doing the intro to Sex Death Tuesday on that particular episode, and I had listened to it beforehand, so I knew what the story was.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, I'm just going to turn this off now. But she was like, no, I want to see where this goes. Anyways, it was the story where some dude is, like, gets his balls and his tongue nailed to the gay bar, and he just gets raped from all angles. You know the one I'm talking about. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, God, I just lost my girlfriend. We just moved in together, and I'm like, fuck, she's going to move out now. And then I'm sitting there quietly, like, biting my nails while she's listening to this. And
you listen to gay porn?
Suddenly she starts laughing. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank fucking God. And she puts it down, and she says, let's listen to that every day now.
Aw.
Anyways, she's now my wife.
Aw, so look at that.
All you other freaks who are with a girl or a guy, I guess, you know, whatever.
Aww. Very nice.
If you're on the fence as nice to whether to story. Propose, then show them DV.
Yeah.
See what they think.
I remember back in the Tell Me days, we had a couple people propose to one another. Like, someone proposed on the voicemail line to their girlfriend. I think they were like 12, though. I don't think they were even of age. I don't know.
Juggle.
I wonder whatever happened to them.
Juggle. Hey, Tim, it's long time sideshow freak, first time caller. I don't know. I'll call myself Augustus.
Okay,
but,
Augustus.
I just wanted to call, let you know that I appreciate what you do. And the first thing I thought of when I woke up in the hospital a couple weeks ago was, I was fucking pissed because I didn't get my show.
Aww.
But anyway,
well,
I love the show, Tim. You know, keep it up. Love you.
If your hospital does not play Distorted View on their intercom system, you know, request it. Why were you in the hospital? Is everything okay?
Hey.
I hate when callers leave me dangling. Like, they give just a little bit of information. Like, yeah, I woke up in the hospital once and I was pissed off. One, because I was in the hospital, and two, because I didn't get it. Well, what happened? Were you knocked unconscious or something?
Hey, Jiggy Boo. It's Boneless Donuts. Listen, I grew up in Cleveland, and I used to listen to a lot of radio, and being that you're in the radio and whatnot, I was wondering if you ever listened to WCSB to a show on Friday nights called 669?
No.
It's an awesome show, man. It kind of reminds me of you a little bit. But, if you've ever listened to that, man, I'll listen later on.
You know, I was living in Ashtabula, which is, 50 miles away, 60 miles away. And so a lot of Cleveland stations didn't come in very, very well. And that was that a college station? What is WCSB?
Tim, hey, Ryan from Ohio here.
Radio. Yeah. He just hung up.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. This is a new sideshow freak.
Oh.
I was introduced to this show by my boyfriend, who's been a longtime listener since 2006. And I love your show. You are disgusting and a freak, and I love it, and I can't get enough of it. I am so glad that he introduced me to this. You are doing such a fantastic job.
Oh.
I also called. This is the third time I called because apparently I can't talk at all. Everything that I was trying to say was just stupid. So I know you're going to play the third one.
Yes.
This one. So that's good.
So this is the best of the three? Oof.
So fuck you, Ryan from Ohio.
Yeah. Okay, well, bye. Thank you. A lot of people calling, and I'm sure saying nice things because Ryan likes the show.
we shouldn't shit on Ryan too much. He just had some complaints. All right. I don't know why I'm on Ryan's side all of a sudden. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. It's an oh, God.
Just keep a tub of Crisco next to the bed.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Ba 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 ba